Well, I can tell why the crowd's down a little tonight. We don't have a speaker. It's just Millie the Tucker. And what can I say that you haven't heard me say before? Not much. Because, you know, this really isn't a lot. There's not really a lot to talk about, you know, when it comes to the Bible. This is all very simplistic. But, you know, I kind of think sometimes we have complicated it, so you have to go to church. And, of course, most of you know my opinion. The only reason anybody should ever go to church is to see if they can make somebody else smile. Make somebody else feel good in just a little bit of ways. Uh-oh, there's the big bill coming in. So when a bill comes in, you have to be careful. Because sometimes they make you pay the bill. But you know, kids, this Bible keeps it simple. It keeps the walk on earth simple. Doesn't complicate it. But if you go in and listen for somebody else talking about it, it can sound complicated. But it's not. It's very simplistic. And it's not written that you have to have an extreme college education in order to know what the Bible says. And, of course, as you know, I'm considered a bubble thumper, a Bible thumper. Oh, boy, that's really funny, isn't it, huh? But anyhow, I wholeheartedly believe it, but I encourage everybody to read it theirself and not by just what somebody else says. But Jesus Christ never made himself any better than the rest of us. Do you know that? He never made himself better than everybody else, Bill. You know, like he says, how can I describe the kingdom of God? What story shall I tell to illustrate it? Tiny mustard seed, though this is one of the smallest of seeds, yet it grows to become one of the largest of plants with long branches where birds could build their nest and be sheltered. Now then, it was for each person to pick up and know what that means, and everybody will get it on their own level of understanding. What did that mean to you? What did that mean to you, huh? Oh, don't have to answer me, because that's your business. What did it mean to you? Well, Jesus Christ, he uses many such illustrations to teach the people as much as they were ready to understand. In fact, he taught only by illustrations in the public teaching. But afterwards, when he was alone with his disciples, he'd explain his meaning to them, and then they'd have a long talk about it. The Bible is full of illustrations. And again, as I've mentioned before, there's no use getting out there looking for the ark and looking for the whale that... You've been looking? You were looking for Jonah?
I was.
This is Mary up here, everybody. She's from Washington, Bainbridge Island. So you never know what she's going to say. But she's up here saying that it was Jonah that swallowed the whale. But that's not true. It's not true, Mary. The whale swallowed Jonah. See? It's always best if I have all the answers. But the thing is, this Bible is so easy. Please, kids. And I like this one because a man named Taylor spent a lot of years putting it in. And you can compare it to any Bible. It's going to say the same thing, but he put it in a little better language for me to understand. And I appreciate that he did that. But Jesus Christ came as an example. He didn't claim that he was perfect, which brings us right up to the when he left the body. And any of you that's been in class know that we get to see that energy. Anybody got to see the energy in class of the angels? Anybody want to tell me yes that's in here? You saw the energy of the angels, right? That's what he, after he showed that he was dead on that cross, could not possibly be alive, he showed that he was still there. But he said, don't touch me, because he knew they'd be disappointed. Now, you've seen the energy in class. I know you have. Okay, how many has seen the energy in class? Good grief, kids. Is that great? And that's what he did and said, don't touch me. Then he, of course, ends up going free of the body, coming back and eating fish with them. So someday you'll all go free of the body and you'll come back and eat. Well, I don't think I'm not crazy about fish. But we get to come back and have another chance at this school called Earth Plane. And we don't want to fail the grade. If you paid a lot of money to get into college and you've taken a lot of time out of your walk to eternity to come to school called the Earth Plane. So we want to do it as good as possible. And all we have to do is love. That's all you have to do. That doesn't sound so bad, does it? Well, a number of years ago, of course, I never thought God would want to use me, the mountain hooser Millie, with all I understood was the dogs and the cats and the chickens and the pigs and the cows. I didn't think God would want to use me. But God, I found Reverend Ida Hill, and I found this thought pattern, and I found out that none of us are perfect, and that we don't have to be perfect, and that you're not to complain about other people. If you don't like somebody, then change your thoughts. It's you to be happy. What are you snickering about there, Kimberly? Bill, get your hands to yourself.
Sorry, it's my fault.
But when we came to this Earth Plane, we came down here with the idea that we were going to be an example of love, an example of God. God is love. But Millie didn't think that God would pick her to do any kind of writing or anything. Not, you know, Millie, who didn't even, you know, I remember when I probably mentioned before because it's big to me and small to everybody else, but a city dude told me that I put the toilet paper on the toilet holder backwards, and she taught me how to put it on there. Now I go, oh, here I am, too dumb again. This is Millie. I found out God wanted to use me. And the way I found out was starting, and I just wrote dippy little ditties. And then I grew into doing the class lessons that I get to read for class. And the thoughts that came through my hand, I'm thinking, good heavens, oh, I like that. That feels good. That's how I got started, kids. And I've never left this thought pattern, not for once. Because the deeper I dig into it, the more I know it's God's way of helping us on the Earth Plane grow soulfully that Bible. Now, let me just read one of the class lessons, and you'll see how simple it is. This was way back before you were born. This was written in 1986. So, it says, yes, Millie, life is strong, physical body is weak. Your physical body is weak, but the life within you is strong. The life of the body strengthens the physical body long enough to get life's lessons completed and then leads for other expressions and experiences. So when you complete this walk, you will leave it. You will leave the body. No matter if you're tiny and young now, the day will come. But not until your work is done. Not until it. So even somebody that goes out there and decides they're going to kill themselves, they have still completed what they came for. But they're going to be dissatisfied if they didn't do more. And like every one of us, we're going to be wanting to come back. And we're going to think, how can I get back down? I want to do better. I want to get better grades this time. I want to do more. But just remembering this, the main part of living is really in another dimension, a dimension much more beautiful and free. Believe your own inner knowings, and you'll know that yourself. Learn all you can and be ready to break through the barrier. Onward and upward you go. Now, yes, let's talk of that so-called hell. You hear that in a lot of churches. You don't hear it in ours. But you hear that in a lot of, and you just change one letter and what do you have? H-E-L-L-H-E-A-L. Heal. You'll then have your word heal. The earth plane is a healer of souls. The base of the foot that you step on out there is your heel, H-E-E-L. Now, the earth plane is a base for learning love. And love is a key to the heavenly state where it will all be in peace. The hell on the earth plane is the healing of the soul. Mankind is in command of mankind, and by the void of not sharing love leaves an opposite reaction called negative action. Negative action wounds. Love is the ointment. God gives free choice and allows each to choose negative or positive. You on the earth plane have free choice, and it says in the Bible, if you'll read it, you will find the Bible says, what is mankind? Lower than the angels, yet he's been given free choice. You've been given free choice. You're here on the earth plane. But when you go free of the body, your choice is gone. You will be at the exact likeness of yourself. How are you going to like that? Dimples. How are you going to like that? Think about it. Give yourself a little thought. It's really that simple. And remember, many lessons are planned for life as when you're on the earth plane. The slate is not wiped clean. It's just turned over and they're writing W-R-I-T-I-N-G. R-I-G-H-T-I-N-G of your new living testament begins. Now with observation, how is the negative being given? How is that being given? Or being done to who and what? And what tools being used? Mankind gives negative or gives love. As I've mentioned before, we wouldn't have all the well-packaged bottles of booze out there and people risking their life to get drugs over the border. Money. It's for money. And they don't care if they destroy your life or your generations to come. Think about that. But man is controller of that stick of hell. Man is a controller of the flower of love. Hell gives the wounds, love is the ointment. Mankind gives temptations to mankind. Oh, come on, just try it. It's not going to hurt you. Oh, just see if you go ahead, jump off that cliff. Let me see. If you do it, I'll do it. Guy jumps off and breaks his neck. The guy never has to try it, does he? That guy's dead and gone, huh? Well, at least free of the soul looking on saying, yeah, you said you'd do it if I did it, but you're not going to do it now just because I killed myself, broke my own neck. So who passes out the temptations? Mankind passes them out to mankind. Mankind directs a light for mankind. No shaded or shadowy areas to hide in, but all of the choice is yours. God breathed his breath of life into the palm of your hand. The path of your life is in the palm of your hand. Patty Walsh has a class on that where she teaches what all the lines mean. That doesn't work for me, but the path of your life is in the palm of your hand. If you just feel the energy within someone, you could hold their hand and feel the path of their life. Again, quoting the Bible. Path is in your hands. Now, God is God breathes his breath of life in the palm of your hand, so handle it widely. Remember to pray for wisdom so you'll be wise in your choosing for your life here and your life after here. So when you leave here, you will be with a whole room full of yourself. And if you tell the truth, you don't shake your head because nobody else needs to know. Nobody else needs to know, but your life is in your hands. You're happy, you're sad, whatever, it's in your hands. and you have all the equipment that anybody else has to make it a good one. One way you can make it a bad one is tempt somebody into a negative, whether it's a negative situation or whether it's drugs or alcohol. You tempt somebody else into it, you've got it coming back to you heaped up and running over. You'll have a miserable life. Health, happiness goes away. Would you rather your life would be in somebody else's hands? I shouldn't think so. Think about it. So why did that master teacher, Jesus the Christ, the greatest example, why did he do so many miracles? And remember he said anything he did we could do, so it's about time we tried, huh? Why did he choose to heal the sick or raise the so-called dead or part the sea or talk to the masses? Why did he spend his life doing that? Not to glorify himself, but to glorify the Father in heaven. If you ever hear a psychic say, yeah, I told you so, they're trying to glorify themselves. A medium will just be passing on what they get. And they're certainly not going to feel better than anybody else because they know what a poor job we do because we're only just trying. And I wouldn't get credit for it trying. Does that make any sense? Jesus was trying to teach love of the Father, and by the use of that love, mankind could be healed. He was trying to show the authenticity of this unseen energy. He tried to help us know it's real. He tried to show that by working with the laws of nature, mankind could grow in wisdom. He spent a lifetime trying to help his brothers of the earth plane to drop the needless touches of fear and dogma. Oh, my goodness. If you're going to fear having to leave the body someday, you're going to be pretty miserable, aren't you? Because you're all going to leave the body someday. Every one of us. And when you love someone, you know, like Bill loved his wife so much and she had to leave the body. But Bill knows she's fine, don't you, Bill? He knows she's fine. She's giving him little drops of proof so that he knows and knows that she's fine. She just couldn't stay in a body that wasn't any good any longer. And we're all going to do that. Jesus spent his lifetime trying to help his brothers of the earth plane to drop the needless touches of fear and dogma and begin to recognize that the energy that makes the plants grow is available to help the spiritual growth of mankind. That same energy that helps that tree grow can help each of us. When he chased the money changers from the temple, his father's house, what was meant by money changers? The ones that were in there trying to sell their spiritual wares, perhaps? Could they have been peddling their gifts from God? Oh, I can't carry that out to your car unless you're going to pay me. No, I mean, I can't, you have to pay me or I can't do that. No. Could they in some way have been because your muscle, you know, that you've got is a gift from God. The intelligence that you have, it's a gift from God. Your voices that you kids have, a gift from God. So we don't have to get money for everything we do. Were they peddling their gifts from God, or was it meat and potatoes and sheep? Was it products that they needed that they were selling? We don't know, but I'll tell you what. I couldn't go to a church if they're going to teach me fear that God might punish me forever. Because I don't know about you, but I've goofed too many times. If anybody tells me out here that they're perfect and they have never goofed or done anything that wasn't exactly perfect, not even muscles back there, I'd have a hard time believing it. Think about all that. And anything that you don't like about yourself, work on it to change it. Because time is short, even at the longest. My 85 years are bzzz. I just got born and here I am, 85. Hi, yi, yi. Your life goes fast. Don't waste these precious years. Now, I thought, I used to push these on people, but I don't anymore, but I thought I would tonight. It's one of my ditties that I got way back when they were just trying to get my attention and let me know that, yeah, they would use me if I'll just give them a little bit of time, you know, they would use me. And I thought, gee, they'll use all these other people like, you know, Mary and Bill and all you people. And he's going out to plug the coffee, and I know it. Look at that. Now he doesn't have to hear my ditty. So don't expect poetry. It's just ditties to get me to relax so they could use my hand. If you want to gain weight, watch the food that you eat. If you want to buy shoes, know the size of your feet. If you want to earn better money, then you better try to get to know yourself and your skills. To you, you can't lie. But at this time, let's talk of a phenomenon so great that it can be the designer of your very own fate. It's a power of thought that is a creator so strong that if you use it for good, you can't be sad for long. All is available for your use because you are God's child. And it's best that you direct your life. Don't let it run wild. Everything that you do must begin with a thought. And thoughts are your sum total. They really are all you've got. Some folks are unaware of the thoughts that are them, but would rather blame their lives' problems on her or him. But each thing that you do, laying bricks or making a cake, begins with a thought. Yes, each thought that you make. So it's best to be aware of your thoughts and make them great because they really are deciding your very own fate. A negative thought makes you feel kind of sad, and it's the beginning of a day that can draw to your bed. Yet a good thought and kindness and happiness and joy can make you feel just like a child with a new toy. So allow yourself the privilege of having a positive thought that makes yourself a day that carries sunshine a lot. It spreads out through the world and illuminates all. You could start by thinking of a friend and giving a call, or smiling a smile that says you're really okay and thankful to God for a wonderful day. And thank you for giving me this time. Thank you. No, God didn't want this to be complicated. If he did...